Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Time to get after it this morning. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And happy Friday. What's up, Breezy?
Happy Friday.
56 for the high today. And yeah, we're probably going to see a little rain later. Hopefully, we'll see some of you tonight in Canandaigua for Taylor's story. Breezy and I. We'll be there at 6 o'clock. You can get your tickets at forthillpac.com. This is a tribute to Taylor Swift. Shannon hits the stage at 7.
She is the lead singer, for those of you who do not know.
I'm trying to get a census this morning on how many people have done something similar. And if there is enough of you who have done this, I don't know. I think it's going to make me feel a little bit better. This weekend, I have a dinner party. I was invited. It's a housewarming.
Shockingly enough, he was invited.
It's a housewarming / dinner party. The host will be supplying appetizers and drinks. Everyone else attending is in charge of bringing a dish to pass that they made. Mm-hmm. The invite was very particular about that. Would it be wrong?
Let me guess, you're not going to make literally anything.
Would it be wrong if I purchased something from the store and passed it off as my own? And, you know, just brought it to the party.
Yes.
You think so?
Very wrong. Very deceitful. Because you're going to sit there, you're going to boast and get all the credit for this amazing dish that you literally just didn't make.
Oh, I'll take the credit. I got no problem with that.
No, we know you have no problem, but it's wrong.
First off, everyone in the group chat is obviously trying to one-up each other. One couple says, "We'll bring the beef stroganoff." I'm like, oh, God. Another person weighed in. They're like, "Oh, I'm going to make shepherd's pie." I'm like, who has the time for this?
Who has the time?
I'm not responding to any of the messages. And then leave it to my buddy. He texts in and says, "Moose, have you decided what you're going to make?" And I panicked and I was like, "Oh, I'll make eggplant parm. I've never made eggplant parm in my life.
I'm dead."
And first of all, I don't want to. So I found out that I think it's Guida's. They have an eggplant parm. And I was like, you know what? If I just go Saturday afternoon and then get a bunch of it and then fill up the pan at my place and then bring it there Saturday night.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I use my own casserole dish.
You can't do that.
I'll just bring it over.
Also, why dirty a dish? It's like, come on. Be real.
So it looks real. That's all I'm asking.
But
guys.
It needs to be real.
It is. It's still food. Nobody's going to know the difference. 585-252-9800. Would you smash or pass my eggplant parm, even though it's not homemade? I would love to.
You can't claim it as yours.
Yeah, why?
My eggplant parm.
Breezy, give me first of all, I know you firsthand. You went through a period in your life where you never even showed up to a party with anything. You just walked in empty-handed.
Not true. I showed up with my own food, and I heated up in their microwave.
This is different. This is a dinner party. You're expected to bring something. I'm making the eggplant parm. That's what I'm doing.
No, and I know people do the eggplant parm.
And I don't think anyone would ever know the difference. I've tried this out before on a date. I cooked for her. Stouffer's frozen lasagna from the frozen food. Like, yeah, I cook. Let's go over to Mark. What's up, Mark? I think as long as you plate it nicely, nobody's going to know the difference. Just don't get anything frozen and try and heat it up because that's gross. I agree.
Literally what you just said.
I agree. No, that you know, I was in my 20s, Breeze. It's a different time. I've grown.
Right.
I've matured.
Of course.
This is actually, and you know, I hear Guida's eggplant parm is very good. It's kind of pricey.
Where is it?
I think Irondequoit. Let's go to Becky.
What's up, Becky?
Moose, I'd smash.
Oh.
Yes, homemade is ideal, but you know, life happens. Just you got to make it look nice and move on. I do this all the time. Nobody is ever able to tell the difference. My family thinks I cook. I don't cook. It's called Wegmans Meals to Go.
Yep.
Which are very expensive.
They're very expensive,
like,
indeed.
$18? What?
Yeah. I'm like, did Jesus make this by hand?
No, it's like absolutely absurd. Yeah, this might cost me a pretty penny, but I'm not. First of all, the other thing too is I'm not going to make a meal for a dinner party I've never attempted to make in the past.
You love making it look like you're better than you are. And that's just what it is.
Look who's calling. Look who's Teresa's on the phone. Look who's calling.
Buckle up.
Hi, PXY. What's up?
There she is.
Oh, my God, Moose. You know, you are absolutely disgusting.
I've been saying this for years.
What is wrong with you guys?
Stop saying you guys.
Listen. You know, so someone invites you to their house for dinner and you're going to bring a dish that you brought at the store?
Well.
And you're going to pass it off as your own? Really?
It's a tale as old as time, Teresa.
First of all.
You're a freaking fraud. This makes me sick. This is disgusting.
First of all, Teresa, it's not that I'm going to get this eggplant parm from the store itself or in the frozen food section. I'm simply picking it up most likely from this restaurant and I'm passing
it off. The one with roaches.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious really?
Yeah, why is it a problem, Teresa?
You know, I'm Italian, born and raised, okay? This is absolutely insulting to everything I stand for. You know, why can't you just cook something at home?
Who has the time?
And you know what? There's thousands of recipes online that you could look at, you know? It's sickening. Your generation today is so freaking lazy.
You are so judgy.
You're so hostile.
You know
not
what?
To mention, it's dishonest, don't you think? And second, it's embarrassing.
Teresa, not every single person, Teresa, has a kitchen in their basement.
For a meal, you show them care.
Not everybody has a kitchen in their basement. Not everybody's an old Italian retired woman who has the time for this.
Stop being lazy.
Not the kitchen next to the sump pump.
Listen, stop being so lazy, okay? I've had dinners where everything is made from scratch. The pasta, the sauce, the bread, the dessert. You know, I know what goes in it. Okay,
What are you saying? You expect people to do that?
That's what makes a dinner party special. Don't you get it? I mean, are you that? Oh, my God. You know, listen, I have three daughters.
Oh, yes, we know.
Okay, that's right. And my one daughter's going through a divorce. Her ex never once said thank you. Thank you for a beautiful home-cooked meal. He's a bum.
Hey,
okay?
I have a question. I think that maybe, just maybe, your daughter and Moose should get together.
No.
Oh,
that
please.
Would be.
Please. Oh, yes. I'm sure she could teach him something, let me tell you.
First of all, your daughter would only be so lucky.
Oh, Oh, God.
Oh, no, you would be so lucky. You would be so lucky.
Actually, you would be lucky she teach you how to cook.
She can actually do laundry, too, you know. Okay?
Can I ask you something, though, about your daughter, Teresa?
Okay,
if me and your daughter were to date,
okay,
how often, realistically, do you think I would have to see you?
That you would have to see me?
Yeah.
Every day, my dear. Every day.
I'm out.
Nightmare.
I'm out.
Listen. All I got to tell you is if you can't cook, don't pretend, okay?
Okay, Teresa, you're so passionate about Moose and all of the things that he does. I feel like you never get as angry about me, and I'm kind of offended.
Listen, aren't you a lesbian?
What does that have to do with literally anything? Happily.
Moose, listen, all seriousness, okay? Let me tell you, just don't do this, because you're really breaking my heart, okay? Really.
This woman who we've never met before.
Just please, like I said, do me a favor and just don't do that, okay?
I won't. Okay, fine, Teresa. But even if I did decide to pass this eggplant parm that's restaurant bought and I pass it off as my own, I'm telling you right now, there's not a single person there who's probably either A, going to care, or B, definitely not going to notice. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
They're going to notice instantly, okay? There's a big difference from food made from scratch, okay? Everybody's going to notice, and you should be ashamed.
I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but please, think about it.
I'm not ashamed at all, but I do appreciate you calling up, because every time you call, my blood pressure goes through the roof, and I thank you for that. I can already feel my ankles swelling.
Okay, I'm done. Have a good weekend.
All right.
I love you.
Well, God, somebody get her some help.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I can't believe we're saying it, but we need something to look forward to, considering the fact that there's going to be snow on your cars come Monday morning.
I can't believe last Friday was Halloween.
I know.
It's come and gone.
I mean, I like the fact that they waited. You know what I mean? And when I say they, I mean Mother Nature.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least get through October. And she's like, November, here we go. But we need something to look forward to when it comes to summer here in Rochester. So calling all music lovers, the time is now. In about 2.5 hours, T-minus 2.5 hours, music lovers everywhere can buy a club pass for the 2026 Rochester International Jazz Festival. Like I said, goes on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
Yep.
That is from an official press release from the festival organizer, who said the club pass guarantees access to up to 147 shows in up to 10 different venues. This is going to be the 23rd annual Jazz Festival, and it will run from June 19th to June 27th, all scattered around downtown Rochester. Moose, you went like 100 times this festival.
I did. I was actually, I had the best time.
You couldn't do the whole, I didn't know about it. You were there.
No,
you
I did at least there. 4 or 5 nights. I went to Jazz Fest. I had a blast, but it's great. It's a piece of Rochester. You know what I mean? When you think the Rock, you You think Jazz Fest.
Right.
You think Park Ave Fest.
Yep. Well, no.
Which, by the way, we should really think about bringing that back.
Rip.
I don't know what happened, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Give the people what they want.
I know.
We want Park Ave Fest. So 10 a.m. this morning, you can get that.
The club pass. Yep.
The club pass, yeah, for Jazz Fest.
Coming
up on the show, I have a question on why I see married couples doing this one thing. And I noticed a friend started doing it weeks back. It's a tiny sign that has me wondering if I should, you know, speak up or stay out of it. So I'll share with you what's happening and hopefully hear from you guys who are married coming up next on the show.
98DXY invites you to the getaway of a lifetime.
You could win one of five unforgettable luxury vacations to the Florida Keys.
Snorkel the coral reefs of Key Largo.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. You know, I found this interesting because I see married couples doing this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to stop myself from asking them why, especially if, you know, if I don't know them that well. You know, I'm just a curious George. What can I say?
For sure.
And I want to ask this question because I also feel like other people want to know. But why is it that some men and women just stop wearing their wedding ring? Aside from the fact that, you know, you're older, I don't know, your fingers are swollen, all those excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the reasons I bring this up is because right before a friend of mine and his wife were getting divorced and announced it to everyone, I noticed for about a month leading up to that he wasn't wearing his ring.
Wow.
And a part of me wanted to ask and say, hey, man, is everything okay?
You good?
I noticed you haven't been, you know, wearing the old ball and chain. However,
not you calling a ring a ball and chain.
I never said anything because you know me, I didn't want to pry.
Right. Please give me a break.
A month later, all my questions were answered because it turns out the marriage was coming to an end.
Sure.
And they stopped wearing the ring. Well, now I noticed it with a friend of mine, my female friend. Lately, the last few times I've seen her, she hasn't had a ring on. And I've thought about maybe sending a text and asking, you know, how's everything been going? What's new? Hoping she might engage.
Yeah.
And what's been happening? And she just comes out and tells me everything.
Sure.
Or do I come right out and say, hey, I noticed you're not wearing your ring. You haven't for a while. Is everything okay?
He goes, you know me, I don't like to pry. Goes right in prying.
So the question, well, that's why I'm asking this morning, is I've been pondering this. If you are someone who takes your wedding ring off,
mm-hmm. Is
it ever okay to ask the question, hey, I noticed you haven't been wearing your ring. Is everything okay?
I don't think so, because like there's a lot of reasons why people wouldn't be wearing their ring. One of which being like, yeah, I'm cheating or trying to cheat or trying to have an affair. Like, ooh, not great. Hate that for you. But there are other reasons, like people gain weight, people's fingers swell, people either like, I don't know. Yesterday, my fiance wasn't wearing her ring. I was like, so you're single now? Like, what? How does that work? I think there's other reasons besides like them having marital problems. Also, if I'm having marital problems, I think the last thing I'm going to do is take my ring off to have everybody ask me about my marital problems. Why would I do that?
Well, you know what you're doing when you take the ring off. Because if it's always there and then all of a sudden one day it's not, it raises some eyebrows. That's all I'm saying. If you are married.
Being someone who is engaged, well, I've forgotten my ring before and I was like, oh my God.
No, but Breeze, you just start. I mean, you're not even married yet. You just put that on. I'm talking about there's people, you know, that consistently, I'm talking more consistent. Because if you're married and you are someone who takes your ring off, I would just like to know if you would have a problem with someone asking you, you know, is it rude, especially if you're close with that person? I feel it's a legitimate question.
I think it's rude.
Hey, you're married. You haven't been wearing your ring. Why? What's up?
It's like asking a very personal question for no reason.
I think some people want to be asked.
That's like someone being like, how's your bowels today? Are you passing everything great? Like, it's so invasive.
I would never ask that because I'm not interested in that. But I really want to approach this situation with someone who's coming from a place of concern. versus appearing nosy.
But you're not.
Like, I think I am.
You're just nosy and masking it as a place of concern.
No, well, the thing about me, and most of you probably know this, I'm not really a nosy person.
What?
As much as I am a concerned citizen and friend.
Please.
See?
Give me a literal break.
But for the record,
you literally came on this very show and made the bold statement that your neighbors were having an affair with each
right,
other.
Right. Let's go to that story real quick. I realized a couple of years back that my parents' neighbor was having an affair with the neighbor across the street.
It's like not confirmed whatsoever.
My parents were out of town and I was heading to the mailbox to grab their mail. And by the way, the mailbox is on a stand where there's four other mailboxes all lined up in a row. I don't know. One of the neighbors built it hoping it would add a sense of community. It's stupid.
Sure.
So I'm walking to the mailbox and so is this neighbor. And we both get our mail and she's cute. But she's not wearing her ring. And I thought, huh, that's interesting. Well, at one point, I witnessed with my own eyes her sneaking across the street into the neighbor's house with either one of their significant others at home. They were being naughty. And now they're all divorced and moved out of the neighborhood. It's called attention to detail, you guys. So going back to
they're
my original question. Yeah, everybody got divorced. So now... I'm wondering, is it rude?
Oh, my God.
Let's go over to 585-252-9800. Lori says, my ex didn't wear his ring for months before the divorce. I noticed, but I didn't say anything. And looking back, I think friends asking could either help or make the situation way worse. It depends on the timing in the relationship. Another person says, Moose, mind your own business. This person says, don't bring it up. Sometimes it's a sensitive issue. If someone wants to share with you the details of their relationship, then they will.
This person says, I think I might actually be flattered because they're noticing something about me and it's showing that they care.
Yes.
Or that they're just extremely nosy.
I will always notice when someone has a new hairdo.
Because guess what?
Did you get your hair colored?
The first thing that's going to happen after you give Moose this information, he's going to run in here. He's going to
tell
me.
No.
And then we're going to crack the mic. So
No. That's
really what it is.
Listen, there's a lot of stories that I could share with the public that I've kept to myself. And I'm proud of me for that. I am.
I would love to hear those stories. Because the stories that you share, some of them should be left inside.
Crystal says, men take their rings off for so many reasons. Work, sports, whatever. My husband works with his hands and rarely ever has it on. I think people assume the worst too quickly.
This person says, I work on a farm, so I never wear my ring because it could get caught.
On the udder?
Thing we want to do.
You don't want to get your wedding ring caught on an udder.
That's not what he said, but... this person says, who is looking at people's hands enough to see if there's rings or not?
Me,
I certainly don't go out of my way to do that.
24/7. 24.
He's
noticed,
always on the prowl, you guys.
No, that's
always
not true.
Always looking for the next suitor.
I'm just saying, it's attention to detail, Breeze.
Right.
I have a lot of questions. I find people interesting. And what my therapist told me this week
is
constantly looking to learn.
Goes to therapy three times on a free trial. Can't stop talking about it. Obsessed. He's like, that BetterHelp subscription is about to lapse.
And then we'll get to one more text. I stopped wearing my ring because I hate my husband and now we're divorced. Okay.
Well, that explains it.
Okay, thank you.
98PXY traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.